talked about E. coli for a minute or two, and then he talked about using tape, and then he talked about wraparound, he'll have to do. I went to Eric Braun's office on breaking. Tied him to his chair, so we have extra time. By the time he gets the ropes loose, it'll be done. Need somebody to read the E. coli story for us. Armin Mardigi.
You'll get it, don't worry. Alright, you ready, Bob? By the time we graduate.
Yeah, well, that's my goal, but in 8 months, I'll say it for you. Okay, go ahead, nice and loud.
Just in time to get rid of me. When was the last time you made some burgers with that Kroger meat? Sorry. When was the last time you made some burgers with that Kroger meat? You may want to check the dates because you could be at risk. The Kroger Corporation announced that 20 states could have beef with E. coli contamination. If you purchase beef from the beef counter from May 21st to July 3rd, you could be at risk. Also possibly contaminated are Kroger Prime Selection Natural Ground Beef in 16-ounce packaging, dated July 1st to the 23rd. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you think that was a dramatic pause?
Wait till you saw
it. Good job.
I thought
it was. What do you think?
Too much beef.
What?
Too much beef. What? You said beef too like every other
word. Well, you about the word beef.
About
beef.
I said beef.
Well, that's why. Again, I'm not assuming that Armin didn't read it out loud. That's one advantage of reading it out loud, and it's certainly an advantage of hearing it. I tried to pick that up, but I said that word wrong. Yeah, I agree with that.
No local angle in the lead.
Kroger. Lead again, please.
It wasn't in the lead.
Yeah, it was. When was the last time you made some burgers with your Kroger meat?
Kroger is everywhere.
Michigan.
Oh, it is.
That's
local. I thought you said Kroger was a local lead.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere where?
Kroger is
everywhere where. All right, we're talking about this local angle thing because I was listening to some of Gene Jr. stories. By local angle, what we talk about is the audience that you're talking to. And for our purposes here, unless otherwise directed, your audience is the metropolitan Detroit area.
Kroger shop,
whatever that entails these days. I just mentioned Detroit. National. Some people's opinion extends out to
Kroger shoppers.
I don't know what we're talking about. Now, there are Kroger stores all over the place, and yes, they are affected, too, because it's Kroger stores in Michigan and Ohio and so forth. So it does affect the Kroger store in Flint, and it affects the Kroger stores in Grand Rapids, if there are any, and it affects all those, but we don't really worry about that because that's not our audience. So your lead has to go out and get your audience, and that is Metro Detroit area Kroger shoppers.
You have to say Metro Detroit area Kroger.
You don't have to say it that way.
Then.
But Kroger doesn't make it local. Enough.
But you're talking to the Kroger shoppers.
But is where? It nationally?
Where? What Kroger shop? Kroger shoppers where?
If you're shopping at Kroger, if you don't shop at Kroger, you're not going to listen.
It's not a local angle.
I need a local angle. Which Kroger shopping? Yeah, you did that. That's cool. And I understand. I accept your argument to a point. Always the unhappy one. I need more. I need a more specific local.
Okay. I don't know what you want to write or say. I don't get it.
Hear something about Metro Detroit.
Well, as I said, your audience is the Metro Detroit area, so
just Metro. Just put Metro Detroit Kroger, and it's better.
I think so.
All right.
See this? See this?
All right. I'll do that for you. That's what
thank you. I appreciate that. Sees. Also, my friend needs a watch.
What you really should look for at your Metro Detroit Kroger that's causing harm. Kroger announces that major beef recall in 20 states, including Michigan, and are asking that we please check the date on the packaging. Sale dates on the E. coli tainted product are from May 21st through July 3rd, including Kroger brand private selection natural ground beef in 16-ounce packages with sale dates from July 1st to July 21st. Almost 5.3 million pounds of packaged beef were pulled from the stores. All other ground beef products, including in the frozen aisle, are considered safe. The E. coli cases are currently enclosed to Ohio and Michigan.
long.
Very too long?
Yeah, that's kind of like about like 10 cents.
5 to 7 cents. Yeah, and I only said these
three times. When you hear it, all the stuff comes sounds long. Well, it's only six sentences, but it still sounds kind of long. If your sentences are a little long, and you shorten them up a little bit. I mean, I'm okay with that part, but it's a good point.
You know, what you really should look for at your Metro Detroit program that's causing harm.
What's the issue with the league? You think? Is this stuff still at my Kroger store?
No.
You tell me in the store, they already pulled it off the shelf. It's no longer at the Kroger. And I wouldn't know what to look for anyway, would you?
Nope.
What's E. coli look like?
Kind of brown,
greenish,
strange. That brown, greenish, white stuff.
What? So you're not looking for it in your Kroger store, you're looking for it in your freezer.
Kroger announces a major beef recall.
Second sentence can be past tense.
Kroger announced a major beef recall in 20 states, including Michigan, and are asking that we please check the data on the package.
Who's we? You can't look at me and go, I don't know. You gotta know. I'm listening to you to find out what's going on in the world. You gotta know what
customers,
that is.
Customers, please.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Customers, check, you know. Yeah, absolutely. Who's we? Customers, consumers, beef lovers, burger fanatics. Meatloaf mavens. I'll stop.
A Kroger spokesperson is urging its Michigan customers to check their ground beef. The 5.3 million pounds of beef is tainted with E. coli and has already been taken off the shelves.
Stop. I heard it in your story, 5.3 million pounds. Seriously? Do we need 5.3 million?
No. Well, that's, how much it is.
Whoa, wait, what? Well, that's how much it is. Absolutely. That's a lot, isn't it?
How serious it is.
Absolutely. If I need 5.3 three, just over 5 million pounds. Yeah, something wrong putting that in your story. I would probably, I'd do it too, but I would put 5. Again, if it were 5.2 million, does it change your story?
No.
No, therefore you don't need the exact numbers.
Okay.
Continue.
It's already been taken off the shelves. Yeah. Those who purchase beef from the Kroger meat counter should start any dating from May 21st to July 3rd. 16-ounce packaged Kroger brand beef dated from July 1st to July 20th to July 21st should also be thrown away. Any and all other beef products are considered safe. So far, the only known cases of the E. coli spread are confined to Michigan and Ohio.
All right, I want to go back to Richard's story again real quickly. Just kind of fast forward. Yeah, it starts being a fast forward.
What you really should look for at your Metro Detroit Kroger that's causing harm. Kroger announced a major beef recall in 20 states, including Michigan, and are asking that consumers please check the date on the package. Sale dates on the E. coli tainted product are from May 21st through July 3rd, including Kroger brand private selection, natural ground beef, and 16-ounce packaging with sale dates from July 1st to July 21st. Over 5 million pounds of packaged beef were pulled from stores. All other ground beef products, including in the
I think I heard the same thing. I was talking there. It's 5.3 million pounds worth. You had Oreo cookies on that. All other products are considered safe. That line follows the stuff that was pulled from the shelves. I think we need to follow what was the problem. I think you did it too. Yeah. This product's bad. This product's bad. Everything else is considered safe. Then, how much was pulled off and what they did with it. So, I think you did it too.
Yep.
You separated those two. That's wrong.
Okay.
This flows a little bit. It's a theory of keeping related things together in early in your story as possible because there's no guarantee you get any of it. So if I bought pork chops or I bought Okay. Are those safe? I mean, is that a problem? Or yeah, I may not know. You need to move that up a little bit. All right. We're just going to do leaves, I think. Leave.
Michigan, along with 20 other states, are at risk for E. coli contaminated beef.
More done?
Michigan, along with 20 other states, are at risk for
Michigan alone. I thought you said Michigan alone.
No.
Okay. I'll give you Michigan in your lead. No, not good enough. What are you giving that? What are you giving If you say Metro Detroit or something to that effect, the Detroit area or what have you, you're also saying Michigan. By saying Detroit, you're saying Michigan. Right? Without saying it, because that's where Detroit is, isn't it? If you put Michigan in your lead, you're not necessarily saying Detroit. It doesn't work the other way. Yeah. Again, you have an opportunity to talk to your audience and say, this affects you. Now, it also affects 20 other states, and it affects a lot of people, but we don't care about that because we don't talk to those people. We talk to you. That's what I want. I want something more specific than Michigan. Although that's okay, but I need something else. A lot of
Metro Detroit Grillmasters and chefs need to check with you.
Good with mice. What's the next step?
The Kroger Corporation announced at least 20 states, including Michigan, to be at risk for E. coli contamination.
Canned beef from the 4th of July may have been given to you or the people around you.
May have been given to the rabbit.
Yeah.
If you turn it around and say you may have, that would be different, but then that's not the story about it. I don't want any reference to 4th of July. 4th of July is over with. If I was served bad beef on the 4th of July, I'm probably aware of that. I may not be aware of exactly what's going on, but I know something's going on, right? So, why it's going on. So the league needs to be about checking the freezer for what's left after the 4th of July. That's what the story's about. It's the only thing we can find in the story that makes it present. It's the only thing I got left. 4th of July is 3 days ago. We already grilled. We did our Grillmeister thing. We served it. We ate it. We're done. Now, what's going on? And I want to check to see if I got anything left in the freezer that might be bad. That's what the story is about.
Well, but
yep.
You can't sound like questioning
or
nothing like that because you said that
the people
defended. Why would
the question
be? I started with the question. I just wanted to mark the beginning. I mean, I know yeah. You said don't put Michigan, but I just think it sounds right. Are you a Michigan? Are you a Michigan or a higher resident? If so, this message is for you. I think that.
Like it's a yes or no question.
I mean, it's okay. Commercial on the radio, that's what we're getting.
And this is another, yes, and this is another case of no, Bob's ever happy. How can I write stories for you, Bob? I never know what you want. You always. The problem with that is it's not conversational, Crystal. It's not. You lose the having dinner with somebody, having a conversation thing with that. You're doing a survey. It's also yes or no. Yes, if you're working at a station in Metro Detroit, the answer is going to be yes. Okay. But, and I understand you're trying to get everybody's attention, but you can also get everybody's attention by saying, hey, listen up! You know, you can do it that way too. The skill we're trying to learn here is to write a conversational lead. Not that that's, and not that you don't hear that kind of stuff, you do. But you also hear W, and that's not right either. So, that's just me. Yep, lead, please.
The Kroger Corporation is advising all Metro Detroit customers to check the date on their meat packages.
It sounds so governmental and official.
Yeah.
So it's not good?
The government's advising every...
That's all right.
Move to the right lane. And... Come on one more time, right?
The Kroger Corporation is advising all Metro Detroit customers to check the date on their meat packages.
What's your next step?
According to a spokesman for the company, just over 5 million pounds of tainted beef was pulled from the shelf.
Next.
The items at risk are ground beef sold at the meat counter, with sale dates from May 21st through July 3rd, along with Kroger brand Pirate Selection, ground beef, and 16.
Shut up. Did you get an Oreo cookie whip there? Did you? You know, when you put the cookies in the cookie jar and you don't take the lid off, you go, you know? You did that. It's a 5 billion pound pull for the shells, then you go back to the dates. It needs to be
opposite.
If you never tell, even if you don't tell me they've already pulled it from the shells, that wouldn't be the end of the world, I don't think. If you don't get to that fact. Because again, it's about checking what's in the freezer, not worrying about what's still might be on the shelf. I think that needs to be
some environmental.
I think so. Yeah, you may need to change a little, some of the wording to make it flow a little better. It flows fine. It's just I think the factors don't.
I think I did the same thing that I have. Metro or Kroger is warning Metro Detroit shoppers to check the date on their ground beef packages. The Kroger Corporation said last Tuesday that over 5 million pounds of beef could be contaminated with E. coli. And then we bought ground beef from a Kroger meat counter, and I bought that.
Yeah.
And then go on the dates.
Now read your sentence, the second sentence again.
According to a spokesman for the company, just over 5 million pounds of tainted beef was pulled from the shelves.
Second sentence? Mm-hmm. The Kroger Corporation said last Tuesday that over 5 million pounds of ground beef could be contaminated with E. coli.
I don't know, they sound different to me, but I don't know how. I think maybe Dave mentions E. coli, you say tainted?
Yeah.
Maybe? Because Dave sounds like that. His fits somehow, and I don't know what the difference is. They're pretty much the same thing. Maybe E. coli. Maybe put E. coli in your sentence instead of tainted, maybe that.
Okay.
I think E. coli needs to be early in the story anyway, so you gotta tell me why
or maybe if he puts, just takes out that it's already been pulled from the shelves and just says why we need to check the date and then
that
dates.
Could work, yeah, that might be, yes.
All right.
Yeah. So either way, you got two options there, maybe. It's interesting, that's why my hair's falling out and it's gone gray. It just slices it pretty fine. I don't know, it wouldn't sound good.
I actually have a question. Instead of putting Metro Detroit, could you say local?
No.
So it has to be those two words.
Local where? Local is what? Local is Southfield? Local
radio.
Is...
Aren't you listening to
whatever? Troy? Local is what?
That's your lead?
Yeah.
Good God.
Good God.
One more time, man. Just take a deep breath. Stop. Get rid of that first part. Metro Detroit, some Metro Detroit shoppers could be affected by. We start with the past tense. Kroger announced last Tuesday that. Yeah. Second sentence. Some Metro Detroiters, again, some Metro Detroiters, it's not every Metro Detroiter. Don't make your lead sound like it's everybody. It's not. It's Metro Detroit area Kroger shoppers or some Metro Detroiters or some beef lovers in Metro Detroit, however you want to do it. Right? Okay. Any other questions about?
I just want to clarify too that I'm not in the Oreo thing. When the Metro Detroit Kroger shoppers are being asked to check the dates on their beef after an E. coli scare, so Kroger spokesman says just over 5 million pounds of ground beef from Holton shelves, then I get my date.
I think if your lead's fine, I need read your lead again.
Metro Detroit Kroger shoppers are being asked to check dates on their beef after an E. coli scare.
I don't know if I need to know that they pull it from the shelves in the second step.
Okay.
I just don't.
So then go to the dates and then.
Yeah, the dates to be aware of are yada yada the products and whatever else. And the okay. Kroger says it's already pulled the bad stuff from the shelves, but still won't.
Okay.
I don't
know.
But, yep.
I want to check to see if my thing is right. All Metro Detroit customers are being warned to check the date of their meeting.
Next sentence.
Kroger Corporation announced that. All over the counter ground beef products are at risk of having E. coli in
2015. 4th of July grilling could pose health risks for many Detroit Kroger shoppers.
One more time.
4th of July grilling could pose health risks for many Detroit Kroger shoppers.
4th of July.
The 4th of July. What's probably the 4th of July?
Right.
Okay. Come back to me. My bad.
Yeah, the 4th of July is already over with, so that's the problem with the story.
A grocery store in Metro Detroit is warning customers to check the date on packaging of their purchases.
One more time, a little louder.
A grocery store in Metro Detroit is warning customers to check the date on the packaging of their purchases.
I like the fact that it's a grocery store. It would be grocery store chains. Yeah, because it's more than one. And by not putting Kroger in the lead, then I have to do what? As a listener. I got to listen to one more sentence. Now, nothing wrong with putting Kroger in the lead. I mean, I try to put Kroger in the lead if I was writing it, but that way it's a little better because I have to listen to one more sentence to find out what store it is. Okay, yep, that's cool.
Kroger customers within the Metro Detroit area are being warned of tainted beef.
Next sentence.
20 states could be at risk for E. coli contaminated beef, said the Kroger Corporation last Tuesday.
Your attribution's at the end of the sentence. As long as you can do it. And again, I'm not sure, Trey, whether I need to know it's 20 states that early in the story. I think I need to know the dates I'm concerned with more than how many states are involved in this. Okay? Because personally, if I shop at Kroger, which I do, I don't care if there are 20 states involved. Or two states. That really is not my concern. My concern is I might have something in there that's going to be harmful to my family, right? So I just drop that fact down a little bit. You can tell me that's not a problem, but not that early. Okay.
So you said are being warned or are being asked, okay? Yes, are being, yes.
You are being grilled right now in this story, so yes, it's happening right now. That's fine, yes.
A warning is being sent out to Metro Detroit Kroger customers.
Next sentence.
The Kroger Corporation says ground beef off the meat counter and Kroger brand private selection natural ground beef could be contaminated with E. coli.
You need to put E. coli first. It means you need, and the reason is, if I'm listening, okay, why are they warning me? And then it's like, okay, meat counter stuff, and selection stuff, is radioactive. What? What was that again? What products were affected? Ah, geez, it's radio. Shuckins. I forgot. Because of an E. coli scare, ground beef sold at meat counter and private selection might focus attention. Yep.
Metro Detroit, does that mean you can check your sell-by dates on your frozen ground beef?
One more time.
Metro Detroit, does that mean you to check your sell-by date on frozen ground beef?
I need you.
You're not supposed to put yourself.
I need you.
Okay.
Get rid of that. Metro Detroit Kroger shoppers need to check. Okay. Again, there's a whole thing about. Remember, first marketing period, we talked about I and you and how are you and thank you for listening. Well, that's for a radio show, not for a news story. Okay, that's two different things. All right, we got to move along here, people. We're never gonna get this worked out.
Grilling could pose a health risk for many Detroit Kroger shoppers.
It doesn't tell me what the story's about. It's not about the dangers of grilling. Nice try. Keep going. Keep working. We'll come back to you. You're kind of moving further away. Come back to us, Rich.
You're talking about how you take 5 million pounds of suspect beef off the shelf or whatever after you said that it was announced. But at the end of it, I put consumers are still advised to check their beef and then put the date. Would that alleviate the Oreo cookie effect with that?
You'll have to read it, I don't know.
Okay, I said the Kroger Corporation said that at least 20 states, including Michigan, could be at risk for E. coli contaminated beef. And then I said the taking it off the shelf, but I included that they're still advised to check it. So it's not going back and forth between.
Oh, you already put the dates earlier than that, right?
No, they were there at the end, but I said at the end of...
You have to read it, Laura. I'm sorry.
Spokesman for the company said that just over 5 million pounds of suspect beef was pulled from the shelves, but consumers are still advised to check their beef, at-risk items, or ground beef, and then the date.
What sentence is this?
It's the third sentence.
From the top.
Sorry. Metro Detroit grill masters and chefs need to check their beef. Yeah, the Kroger Corporation announced that at least 20 states, including Michigan, could be at risk for E. coli. Contaminated beef.
Get rid of that sentence, put that at the end. So the read your lead in the third sentence.
In the third sentence?
Yeah. Skip the second one.
Metro Detroit grill masters and chefs need to check their beef. Spokesman for the company says that just over 5 million pounds of suspect beef was pulled from shelves, but consumers are still advised to check their beef.
Yeah. Do the 20 state thing, whatever, this is just gets in the way. Okay. Go at the end. Again, if you don't get to that fact, that's okay, because the story's still about me checking the freezer, you know, at home. It's not about what's going on in Iowa. Okay? Okay. All right. I got to move on here. I got to get this stuff out. And if you have any questions about it, I'd be glad to answer them. We're going to table this for a moment and move on.
When do you want these?
When do I want them?
Yeah.
Now.
Now or?
Now.
What do you want
me to do? You have to redo them, retype on them, or retype it?
So by 1 o'clock?
I would prefer them by 1 if you can do that. If you can't do it by 1, then if you can let me know you can't do it by 1, that would be great. But I'd still like them today, if I could get them today. But I know you've got classes and stuff to do. Don't forget, you need to come by the office and get it. I don't deliver, man. We went over that last week. All right. This is my version of lecture in a can, okay? It's sort of like Cheese Whiz, you know what I'm saying? Once upon a time, he used to write all this on the board, and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe students sat through that. But I know in the age of modern technology, watching somebody write on the board incessantly gets a little old. So, this is the lecture, and this is the information you need. Next week on the program, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a midterm examination. It will be 25 multiple choice questions covering stuff you and I have talked about from week 2 through today. So it will be numbers and all the broadcast style things, plus this information. And a story to write. The story will be one you've written before, much like the first marking period final exam was. Your choices on the stories are the firefighter story. This is going back to first marking period. The Detroit firefighters. Pardon? Am I talking about what? The midterm?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The Gaylord senior citizen. We didn't do the Gaylord story, did we?
No, we did not.
Because we had holidays or something. We did do the Flight 255 story.
Correct.
But Mike Fell, I still need to talk to you about. I've solved the Alana Wood issue. I have not solved your issue on that. So you need to see me after class. So it's the firefighter story or the Flight 255 story or the FAST story or the Gene Jr. story or the E. coli story. It's one of those five. Now, you aren't going to get the E. coli story back until next week, so it probably won't be that one. It'll be a fact sheet form, and worth 50 points. It's half your exam. Okay. All right. Let's go over this real quick. The use of tape and broadcast news. Tape is used. I'm just going to do this, okay? So I'm going to spew at you for a minute. The question thing. Tape is used in broadcast news to make it more interesting and to draw the listener or viewer into the story and make them feel like they're part of the newscast and part of the story that you're talking about. It'd be pretty darn boring if we didn't have any tape going on. Just somebody reading to you wouldn't be too entertaining. When broadcast news began, of course, they didn't have much choice. That's pretty much what it was. And of course, with television especially, it started with film. But film took forever by the time the film was shot, wherever it was shot at. And it had to be flown usually somewhere for developing. And once it got developed, then the copies had to be made. And then the copies had to be shipped to the local TV station where they got a hold of it. And then they would have to edit it before they could put it on the air. So you generally got the coverage of the Vietnam War was that way. It started out being on film, and you'd watch the news, and you'd see things that happened 2 days ago because that was they couldn't get it done any quicker. Videotape, of course, solved a lot of that. And then, of course, now with satellite uplinks and all that stuff, we can get instant news, which the problem with that, of course, is that there is a lack of context often in the news that we get. They just throw it out there, and we have to try and make up our own mind. Before, there used to be a little more time spent in explaining it, putting things in context, and how important is this and how important is that. But the point is, without tape, without sound and noise and pictures and whatnot, news would be not the entertainment magnet it is today. We're going to talk about two things. We're talking about radio and television. There are terms you need to know for both of them, and they are not interchangeable. You cannot go into Fox 2 and talk about actualities. They'll think of a whole different thing. You've already worked with some of this stuff. Didn't you do the editing exercise for Heather? Topper? Right. John Pop. Well, then you know what an actuality is, right? Shark Tape segment featuring the voice of the newsmaker, John Popper, or President Obama, or Tim Burke, or Marcus Castro, or whoever happens to be the newsmaker, right? A short tape segment featuring the voice of the newsmaker. Again, tape is rarely used anymore. I worked with a reporter at WWJ that used an old cassette recorder, one of those mini cassette jobs, and that's how they just preferred to do it. But obviously today, it's all digital, it's all tapeless stuff, but still called tape. Actualities can run, again, 15 to 25 seconds. That's an average. Rarely are acts 25 seconds long. That's way too long. But they run in somewhere in there. You have voicers, live or taped report or story featuring the voice of the reporter who is filing or who is reading the story. They generally run 25 to 40 seconds. Any of these numbers, it's just an average. I mean, a news story needs to be as long as it needs to be, whether it's two sentences or whether it's a three-part series. It depends. Okay. So that's about 25 to 40. And yes, all this will be on the midterm. You'll need to know all this stuff. Also needs an anchor introduction and a standard outkey. Do you want a demonstration?
Absolutely.
Of a voicer? Yeah, sure. Live and in color right here?
Yeah. Where else can you get this kind of entertainment? Where? Probably not even looking. That's a shame. I need somebody who has the E. coli story.
Metro Detroiters should check the date on packaging of any Kroger purchased beef due to a recall for E. coli contamination. With more on the story, here's Christine George for WNLD News.
A spokesman for the Kroger Corporation said that all suspect beef just over 5 million pounds was pulled from shelves, but customers should still take precautions. At-risk items include ground beef sold at the meat counter with sell-by dates from May 21st through July 3rd, as well as Kroger brand private selection natural ground beef with sell-by dates from July 1st through July 21st. All other ground beef products, frozen or otherwise, are considered safe. Although 20 states could be at risk, E. coli cases are currently confined to Ohio, Michigan. I'm Christine George reporting for WNLD.
In radio stations, you have several ways you can do a story. What you've written up to this point are readers, which is just stories without tape. So the anchor could just read the whole story. To give it some variety, sometimes they'll have a reporter or sometimes the producer come on in the studio and do the story, and then sometimes they'll have an anchor that's coming off the air cut a couple of voicers so they can rotate the story so it's not done the same way all the time. So that's very nice. That's a voicer. What you also worked on, the popper thing, is the wraparound. Live or taped story featuring the voice of the reporter around at least one actuality. When you were done with the popper thing, when you got it all edited, the first thing you heard was you, right?
Yeah.
Then you heard popper, and then you heard
you.
That's a wraparound. That's your voice wrapped around at least one actuality. You had a couple, I think, right? But you have to have at least one. That's what you're going to write the next assignment. It's going to be a wrap. They tend to be a little longer, 40 to 45 seconds in length. But again, they don't have to be. The last one here for radio, natural sound, is sound recorded in an actual news event. It's used to help paint the picture for the audience, which is what this is all about. It's telling a story, it's about describing things. That's why we write for radio and not television, because radio, it forces you to be more descriptive. You have to be more detail-oriented than you do on television. Okay. Examples of natural sound are fire engines, sirens, crowds at a baseball game, the crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd, and all that stuff. The thing about natural sound is it's got to be natural. You can't, it is not ethical nor credible to, if you have a story of a house fire, to go into the sound effects library and pull fire engines and then put it underneath your story. Most radio stations that do a lot of news will have natural sound, an archive of it. It is a natural sound. It is a real fire engine, not from that story necessarily, but it is a real fire engine, and you can pull that and use it. That's fine. All right, so that's radio. Actualities, voicers, wraparounds, and natural sound. Okay? Television. Television news stories are done the same kind of way. I mean, you can have a TV story where you just the anchor just reads it. You can have a TV story where the anchor does what Brooklyn did, read the lead, and throw it to an anchor who might be standing in the studio 3 feet away and do a stand-up that way. It could be somebody live somewhere else. There are lots of ways to do it. But what I need you to know for this class and our purposes are the contents of a package, a complete package. It consists of four things. B-roll, what is B-roll?
Video.
Video footage that supports the story. Voice over B-roll, where you're watching the picture and you're listening to the reporter or the newsmaker talk over it. The stand-up of the reporter, which is just that. Usually video TV stories start with that, start with the reporter standing up somewhere, and usually end with that. And then the complete story minus the anchor introduction. Why isn't the anchor introduction part of this story? I'm sorry. Why isn't the anchor introduction part of the package?
Because whoever picks it up will probably do their own anchor introduction. That was wrong.
Yes, correct. Very good. Yeah. The anchor's live. Say if Brooklyn were the highly overpaid egotistical TV news anchor. Do the same thing we do with the voices. You read the lead, and then with more on the story is Fox 2's Christine George or whoever, and then somebody in match control and hits the play button and you play the package. And it'd be everything else. But obviously the introduction is live, so it's not part of the package. It is part of the story, obviously. Any questions about that? You need to know those four things. Terms that do apply to both radio and television, one you have seen before, a teaser, which is also a billboard, or a billboard is a teaser. Those are used all the time. And a reader, a short story read by the anchor without tape, which is what you've written up to this point. Firefighter story, the Flight 255, FAST, all that, has been, they've all been readers. If you take the E. coli story, for example, and we could make that into a wraparound real easy, wouldn't it change a whole lot? Brooklyn still reads her lead, and maybe Christine still reads a sentence or two, but the Kroger spokesperson that says whatever that means, if you have that on tape, then you play the tape of him saying it instead of you saying it. And then we go back to you, and then that's a wraparound. So you can do a lot of different ways. Wasn't too bad, was it?
Pretty
sure. Here's the assignment. This story is like any other story you've written before. Again, we go back to kind of a fact sheet for this. Or reporter's notes might be a more accurate way of talking about it. You're going to write it the same way you write any other story. You're going to give me a lead, you're going to tell me what the story's about, you're going to pick your facts, you're going to put your facts in order, and so forth and whatnot. The only exception is the difference between this assignment and the last one is you have an actuality. You have a short taped segment featuring the voice of the newsmaker. And you do have to make an accommodation for that in the story itself. Okay. Now you need to write this down because I don't have a handout for it. Actually, that's not true. I do have a handout for it that I don't use. But I have faith that you can take accurate notes and therefore give me what I'm asking for, thereby making me happy. Which should be your goal. How can I make Bob happy today? You follow directions. All right, what I draw up on the board is, I want you to write it. I tried to indicate the first three sentences of the news story. Sentence one is the lead, right? Then the second sentence, the third sentence, and then you have the actuality. Now, the actuality is at the bottom of the handout, where it says Thomas Reynolds' actuality. This is a dream come true, and my family can pursue my dreams, and how about generations? The story's about the fact that, let me get to that first. The story's about the fact we now know who won the Mega Millions lottery. Thomas, the winning ticket was, they figured that out last Friday. But if you follow lottery stories at all, they generally know that a winning ticket was purchased.
They just don't know.
They don't know who it is until the person comes forward. So the last thing, the person who won like $300 million or whatever, they're still, I don't know if they ever came forward or not, but they're still waiting for that. That person probably hasn't become awake yet. All right. So we now know, the story's about the fact we now know who won. Not that somebody won, but we now know who it is.
That's the lead.
Yes, Virginia.
That's the lead.
So, the third sentence is what you have to pay attention to. In the third sentence, you need to paraphrase. What does the word paraphrase mean?
Put
in your own words. The actuality. Okay? That's the difference between doing this story and doing the E. coli story. You didn't have to do that. Lead, second sentence. The third sentence has to tell me, generally, what Thomas Reynolds is going to say in the actuality. The format. Very important part of this assignment. It will affect your grade on this. I want three sentences, double space, just like you're doing normally, right? I want you to skip two lines after your third sentence. On that third line, I want you to write actuality OC, all very happy. All very happy happens to be the last three words of the what?
Actuality.
So when you're doing the story on the air, you're going to read the first three sentences, you're going to play the actuality, and then when you hear all very happy, you know what? It's over, and now you need to read your fourth sentence. Okay. I don't need the whole actuality. You don't need to type the whole thing up. The last three words, all you need. Okay? Skip two lines. And then give me the rest of the story. At least one more sentence. You may have more than one. Okay? Everybody clear on that? Back to the paraphrase of the actuality. Again, your job is to tell me, the listener, generally what Thomas Reynolds is going to say. You may not use the same words he uses. You may not say, well, Reynolds says that this will make his dreams come true. Because then you play the actuality, and what does he say? Does the dream come true? No, that's redundant. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Going into the actuality, you've got to start it with Reynolds says, and then whatever you want to do. You've got to begin with a Reynolds says. Or, what else do you know about Mr. Reynolds from this fact sheet? He's a University of Michigan professor. You could use that. The University of Michigan professor says that. What else do we know about Thomas Reynolds?
He's a family
man.
He's a family man.
Yeah. What else do we know about?
Lives in
where?
Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti, right. He's an Ypsilanti resident.
He wants to buy a $47 million of tax.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Michigan's newest millionaire. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can refer to it. But you have to go into it. However you want to talk about Reynolds, you have to use the word says, because you have to tell your audience that's who they're going to listen to in a second. Reynolds says, life will be so much easier now with this jackpot. Boom. Does the dream come true? Now we help our family down. You'll know if you paraphrase it correctly is, you eliminate your actuality, just read your story, and it flows. Again, your audience doesn't know there's going to be an actuality coming here, so if this doesn't play, for whatever reason, you could have told me generally what he's going to say anyway. You just keep on going. If you start, and this is what I don't want you to do, you can't start the actuality with, with, or the paraphrase rather, with Reynolds says, colon, there's two problems with that. One, if the actuality does not play, you're in trouble because you don't know what to do, do you? Also, it doesn't prepare the audience for what he's going to say. Format's important again. Three sentences, double space, skip two lines, out cue all very happy, skip two more lines, and continue on with your story. So I need three sections. Is that clear? Mm-hmm.
Wait.
One, two, three.
Two lines, then the actuality, OC, all very happy, then two more lines?
Skip two, yes. So I want a space between the first three sentences, the actuality, and the rest of your story. All right. So we know what the story's about. What's the story about again?
No.
We now know who won. You put his name in the lead?
No.
There's a lot of things you can put in the lead to identify him. Ypsilanti resident. We just went through them. University of Michigan professor. Okay. Lots of things you identify. Where should his name go?
Second sentence.
Give me an example of a fact in this fact sheet that doesn't need to be included in your story at all. He's going to Hawaii for 2 weeks? No, I disagree with that. I think. How many of you have ever thought about winning the lottery? Come on. Be honest. Come on. Nobody on this side of the room ever thought about winning the lottery? You gotta be kidding me.
I don't think about fairy tale.
I don't think about anything else, Bob.
I think
people want to know what they're doing. What are they going to do with it? What are they going to do with all that money? Well, I don't know, but some of them are going to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks and then look for a bigger house and go to school. Hang on. Please. How old Thomas Reynolds' wife is, the lovely and soon to be single again, Ann. You know that's happened. He's a U of M English professor. You know there's a grad assistant somewhere named Buffy that he's going to be
a divorce.
Hello. What else?
Let me have faith in marriage, Bob. The fact that
I'm just saying.
$5.
I don't know. What?
The fact that you spent $5 on the
day. Well, I get not. That depends on how you look at it. Maybe you don't think that's a big deal. I think it could be concluded. I spent $5, I got $47. I mean, okay, so. But that could be, yeah.
That his son is going to stay at U of M?
Son staying in school might be a fact you could get rid of.
Yeah. Like, who's going to stay in school?
But that's up to you. You don't need to use all the facts, obviously. And you need to get... Pardon me?
Maybell's a bigger home in northern Michigan.
I think that falls in with the Hawaii thing. Yeah. I would include that. That's a fact I would include. Okay. You don't need to include all of them, and if you don't do that, that's your choice, I guess. But again, you got to organize the facts too. What do I need to know, and what don't I need to know, and put it in that order, right?
Okay, for the OC, you just basically
pick
out a part.
For the what?
For the OC.
For the out cue? OC stands for out cue, by the way.
Okay,
all
right, yeah.
No, you don't get to choose anything. I wrote it up here. All very happy. That's what I want. This is what I want.
Okay.
This is what I want.
So then we don't write in the whole lecture.
No. There's no need for you. No. Just like this. I want it just like that. Actuality, OC, all very happy.
Okay.
Done. Yep.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. I'll check back with you.
Yeah, get back to me on that.
Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, too late.
No, sorry.
Is it bad that Thomas Reynolds doesn't
want to
go?
Nope.
If that doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter that his wife and kids are too.
Not really. Because the story's not about that. The story's about we now know who won. And again, that's all like human interest stuff, which again, you may include, may not include. I don't think it's important that we know where his son's doing, staying in school. I don't think that matters much. We don't even know how old Ann is. That doesn't matter much. You know?
If we were to say U of M, should we say University of Michigan?
Yeah, good point. Armin brought a good point. First time you mentioned U of M, I would spell all that out. University of Michigan. Then you may use U of M. Because again, you know it's that, but I don't. Could be University of Maryland or University of Michigan. Anybody else?
Yeah.
It may matter, but the conference I don't.
Doesn't matter.
I'm a little bit in actuality. Are we just writing all very happy? That's it.
Just like that. That's all I want.
Actuality, OC, or district.
Just trust me on this one.
All right,
this is what I want. No more, no less. That'll be Benedict Bob. Very happy. Thank you.
47 million is an important number, so you want to say like nearly 50?
No, the exact number here is important. It's not a huge number, that's 47. We can deal with that, but yeah, I want to know. If you were to refer to it again, maybe then that might just be something different to say nearly 50, but you don't. All right, if I can look this over before next week, I'd be more than happy to. Sorry I'm running so late. Be back at 11:05, please, Eric. And we'll see you.